Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right. Moving beyond nonsense and back to what we kind of do. I guess we do nonsense. I said doo-doo.
There it is. Can't keep you on track for a minute.
No. I'm just a mess. All right, so getting to the Lions. And this team's 5-1. They're an 11-point favorite going into this game against the Tennessee Titans. And what I'm going to get into is somewhat of a personal question. We want to know how you feel about this. This week's round of power rankings that came out, ESPN, Lions are number 2 behind Kansas City. On The Athletic, the Lions are number 1. On CBS Sports, the Detroit Lions are number 2 behind Kansas City. On Yahoo, the Lions are number 2 behind Kansas City. On NFL.com, the Lions are number 3 behind Kansas City and Baltimore. What do all these things have in common? They have the Lions as the top team in the NFC. If you go back to the beginning of the season, we would do topics like outside of San Francisco, who is the biggest threat to the Lions? Like that was, and we got a lot of calls on that. We got a lot of talk on that. The premise wasn't debated much. The premise being outside of San Francisco. Okay, do you feel personally out there, Lions fans, that the NFC is Detroit's to take? Do you feel like it's moved beyond the question? You're ready to say, yeah, this is our conference to win right now. I mean, last week, for instance, the Lions were playing one of the teams that is, they were and still are a threat to win the NFC in the Minnesota Vikings. It's not over by any stretch of the imagination. But it was, as we all know, the first game without Aiden Hutchinson. And what did they do? They won the game. They won the game with the defense doing a pretty good job. And I know the point total got up there to 29. But the defense without Aiden Hutchinson, it was only 24 points scored against the Lions defense. I guess it was 23 points technically against the Lions defense. But in special teams, they did a serviceable job against a pretty potent passing game on the road, an undefeated team. And so, I mean, it's hard to say, because I think a lot of people are going to say, no, I don't consider them the favorite until I know what they do about replacing Aiden Hutchinson. But we're not going to ask you the question after that. We're asking you now. It's a today question. Do you feel like the Detroit Lions are the favorite in the NFC? If so, why? If not, why not? 248-539-9797. Are you settling into a very confident place that this team is going to win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl?
I kind of am.
Are you?
I'm feeling much better about this team. Obviously, the win over Minnesota goes a long way to do that without Aiden Hutchinson, to still see the defense stand pretty strong. They weren't as strong, clearly, as they are with Aiden Hutchinson, but they can survive without, and knowing that that's an explosive offensive team, they were able to handle. The Lions' offense is very good, and they did that against a very good Minnesota defensive team. I'm definitely encouraged. I feel like they're on a roll right now, the way that they're playing. It you look back and you think, how the hell did they lose to Tampa Bay? How did that happen? And then I go back and look at the box score. Jared Goff threw for over 300 yards in that game, had a couple of interceptions. If memory serves me, there was like a tip, and then was like I think it may have been a bad pick. There was a tip. The Lions ran for 139 yards in that game, over 5 yards per carry. You're talking about a team that had, you know, over 450 yards in offense. Aiden Hutchinson had 4.5 sacks in that game.
Yep.
The Buccaneers ended up with 250 yards in offense. How the hell did they lose that game? There was no scoring in the fourth quarter. It was 20-16 after three quarters, and the Lions did not win the game. That's got to be killing them that they lost that game to an extent. I mean, I'm sure they moved on from it at this point, but
right.
I mean, it's a long time ago. But the fact that, like, who did they lose to? They lose to Seattle? No. They exercise that demon. They beat Seattle, beat them handily by double digits. Comfortably, as you would say. It was Tampa Bay that beat them, which is crazy. So now you're looking at the landscape of the rest of the NFC, and teams that you thought going into the season might be a problem, are they? Is Philadelphia a problem? I think Philadelphia's talented, but they're not really a problem. The Cowboys certainly aren't a problem. The Vikings Lions just beat them in Minnesota. They beat Seattle. So what's like Washington's 5-2 and can be a dangerous team, but looks like Jaden Daniels won't play this week. And I'm not sure if they're for real yet. I'm not giving them that. Not just yet. I love Jaden Daniels, but I'm not sure I want to give them the fact that they're the best team in the NFC. I think the Lions are the best team in the NFC, and I think it might be by a decent margin.
Wow.
It's not just, maybe this. No. Look at what they've done. The resume is pretty impressive, and it's the other teams that just aren't there. San Francisco, we thought before the season began, it's San Francisco. Injuries have decimated that team. It's just too bad. You hate to see it. Sorry, San Fran. Then people thought the Rams might be the team. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Rams, you're no good. It's not there. You know, the Niners, Rams, and Cowboys are nowhere to be seen right now. And maybe we're selling short the Atlanta Falcons, but the Falcons, didn't they just lose to Seattle? So it's, I think it's the Lions conference. If they could, but the problem is the Lions division might have the three best teams in the conference.
So there's a few things there. The weird thing about the injuries is I went through and was trying to, for the blitz thingy, I was looking at wide receiver injuries, and they had every team's injuries listed. So you could see some teams, the list was, this long, it was like 5 lines long. Other teams, it was like 8 lines long. The Lions have one of the longest injury reports in the NFL. They have one of the longest lists of injured guys in the NFL, and they are still getting it done. The only reason I don't feel comfortable saying the Lions are I feel comfortable that yes, the NFC is theirs to take is because it's just too early. Seasons are so long. So much can happen.
If you had to plant your flag now.
If I had to plant my flag now, I'd plant it with the Lions, but I'm not interested in planting a flag just yet. And I keep talking about this 4-game stretch. And like the earlier you call something, the more street cred you get.
Right.
I'm never in a rush to do that, but we know how this works, and it's why somebody says, I think so-and-so is going to be a star before they step on a court or field or whatever. It's a guy currency thing, right? We work very hard to be the first of our group of friends to call something, and we're all friends here.
Did you hear that, Anna De Armas?
I am not. No, did you call? I don't even want to get into it. Point being, I it's too early for me to say that the Lions are the favorite in the NFC. And I'm not planting a flag. What about you, Kang? Are you comfortable with this?
Not yet, and here's my reason why. I look around the NFC, I'm like, my first thought is, wow, the Niners suck this year so far, right? The Eagles, Sirianni is their coach still, so he could mess that thing up easily. Cowboys aren't as good as they're supposed to be. I'm not super worried about, the Commanders yet. So I'm like, yeah, the Lions should be easily the best. And then, wait, I look in our own division, and I'm like, wow, this is the best division in football right now. And it's not even like, I feel like the Lions, my head says, well, the Lions are the best team by far. But then I look at the standings and I'm like, no, it's not by far. They have the win over the Vikings, the tiebreaker, and the Packers are 5-2. And then if you really want to go down to the last place team, the Bears are 4-2 in the division. So for me, that's the reason why I'm holding back as full confidence is I look at the division as just too close right now. And I'm not saying you're calling it Gator or anybody else's, but all right, they're going to walk away with the conference. The division is too tough.
Look, I get it, because it's kind of easy to take to sit back. Let's let this play out a few more weeks because you'll see games against Houston and Green Bay in particular, right? And I do agree. I think the three best teams in the conference are in this division. I think it's Detroit, Minnesota, and Green Bay. And Green Bay might be better than Minnesota, even though Minnesota beat them head-to-head earlier. But now that they've got Green Bay is back to kind of being healthy, they're an interesting team. And I think I feel pretty good. The Lions are the best of the three, but I do think these are the three best teams in the conference.
All right. It's a personal question. You're watching this team. We've broken a lot of glass ceilings with this organization in the last couple of years. For you, do you feel like, we're the best team in the NFC right now? Are you comfortable going there or not yet? And if not yet, why? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.